Welcome to episode four, where we are talking about what it would look like if subscribers actually stayed forever. Now, when it comes to nurturing, and when I say nurturing, really what I'm talking about is your newsletter content or your daily email content, whatever it is. We're talking about talking to our audience on a regular basis and specifically inside our emails, because you know your girl is not about social media, so everything is happening inside the email. So when I was chatting with one of my members last week on Voxer Coaching Day, we were talking through some of her nurture and sell content, but she was struggling about what to write. And I distinctly remember her saying, "Please, I literally don't know what to write. How is it that you're able to do daily emails? Like, how are you doing that? What does that even look like?" She goes, "I struggle to come up with something to write three times a week, let alone daily. And how can I actually weave in some of my offers? Like, what does that actually look like?" Now, we have talked about the nurture and sell framework several times now, both on the podcast, but also over on my YouTube channel. And I still am amazed at how difficult we make this process, right? It doesn't need to be difficult. So let's talk through what I helped my beautiful member figure out when it comes to writing your nurture and sell content. And just a gentle reminder, just because I do things a certain way, and I'm sharing the things that work for me, doesn't mean that you have to do them the exact same way. It's always about testing things out, tweaking and refining based on what feels easy and fun for you. I want you to always remember that. I'm never here to tell you what to do. I'm simply here to share what's working for me and talk through how I help my members. But then you get to decide how this all works for you. So the key to the whole entire nurture and sell framework, or the key to writing nurture emails, is it's all about sharing stories. Now, every time I say this to my members, they immediately go, "I don't know how to tell a story," or "I don't have anything that's happening in my day." And I get this. But that's why I created the newsletter story bank. It's why there is a daily story bank practice. Because when you get into the habit of doing this, of practicing this muscle, stories are literally everywhere. And it starts with this one question. And if you can nail this and you actually do it, right? You have to follow through. I can give you all the information, but you actually have to implement, right? So you're raising your hand as you're listening to this, and you're actually going to implement what I'm about to tell you. And it's really simple. All you have to do is answer this question every single day. What happened today? That's it. Now, I know that that sounds really simple. Doesn't make it any less powerful, though. But through the process of answering that question, what you're going to discover are little nuggets, little stories that you can then turn around and use in your content. Now, here's pretty much how I do this. So, literally, I'm sitting down at the end of the day, I'm opening up the voice notes app, or actually use Crisp on my phone now because Crisp is available, and it transcribes as well as records. So, that's what I love about it. So, I'm just going to open it up and I just literally recount my day from the time that I woke up to the time that I literally finish kind of work. Sometimes stuff will happen after work hours, but I'll generally capture them first thing in the morning. But I'm just gonna literally just go through what I did. You know, if there was an email that I opened in the morning that was a funny story, or someone was sharing something, or someone decided to issue a fraudulent claim. You know, people do that, even though they've got access to your content. That's a fun thing about being in business. But anyway, you get the point. I'm literally just going through and just going through and just going, okay, so this happened and this happened, and then I did this and then I did that. And I just have it all in this one audio transcription. Then what I'm going to do is sit down and map out what I'm promoting that week, because I'm always promoting. And why shouldn't you? You're in business. You're here to actually help people. So why wouldn't you talk about it? It's the same as someone advertising in their shop, right? You go into a physical store, you are not surprised that they're approaching you saying, "Can I help you if you need help?" Or, "This thing here is over on sale." So it's the same approach to your business. So I'm always selling something. So whatever that looks like, then I can go, okay, I know what the main issue or pain is that I'm solving with this offer. Is there anything in what I just captured that allows me to highlight either that I've been through a similar experience or highlight a point that I want my audience to understand? Because it comes back to what do I need my ready-to-buy customer to know in order for them to make a decision to buy, right? That's really what we're doing in this scenario. So once you understand all of that, this actually becomes really easy. And this is exactly what happened to my member. She was just like, things were starting to click. And she sent me her last two emails literally yesterday that were fantastic. And she was sharing different stories. She was talking about the fact that she'd woken up at 5 a.m. again, which is super early for her. Her target audience are menopause women. And she was like, yeah, I'm tired. I don't want to be waking up at 5 a.m. But here's what I do to fix that, right? And then she is then weaving that into her coaching program. And then the other email that she shared with me was all about the fact that, you know, she used to leave exercising till much later in the day, like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the time that time rolled around, she was exhausted. And so it was really easy to just go, oh, you know what? I'll exercise tomorrow. So she's just sharing all these different things that happen throughout her day. And she was telling me yesterday when she was asking for feedback how easy this actually is. And that's really what I want you to understand is this does get to be easy. So your action step is pretty simple. It is to ask and answer this question, what happened today, and then take something from capturing that and use it in your next email. And if you don't have the newsletter story bank and you don't have the nurture and sell framework, why not? I highly recommend that you go and check those out, and you will find links to both of those in the show notes. And thanks again for joining me for another Simple Success session. And if you loved what we talked about today and you're still struggling with storytelling, with writing emails on a regular basis, then I'd love to support you in the feedback loop. It's 30 days of one-on-one coaching for $100, and you get daily feedback and weekly Voxer coaching. It's kind of like having a business bestie in your back pocket. You can learn all the details at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. See you next time.